Despite their human differences and the fact that they did not always immediately agree on everything, St. Peter and St. Paul show us a new way of being brothers because they lived according to the gospel. This, in Pope Benedict XVI's words, is the fundamental message of their solemnity. The Pope's focus on communion and brotherhood in his homily during Mass Friday morning took on particular emphasis this year, given the presence not only of a delegation from the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople, but also the presence of the choir from Westminster Abbey, their plain chant mingling together with that of the Sistine Chapel choir, enriching the liturgy which took place within the cool marble vaults of St. Peter's Basilica. A liturgy which also saw the Pope bestow the pallium upon 40 metropolitan archbishops before the beginning of Mass.
Insignium potestatis metropolitane, tradimus vobis pallium.
Many of them from English-speaking countries, North America, Pakistan, India, the Philippines, Australia.
Solo la seguita di Gesù conduce alla nuova fraternità.
In his homily, the Holy Father drew attention to the two giant statues of Peter and Paul, which hold vigil over St. Peter's Square. He said, Christian tradition has always considered the saints to be inseparable. Indeed, together they present the whole gospel of Christ. Only by following Jesus does one arrive at this new brotherhood, the importance of which is mirrored in the pursuit of full communion, so earnestly desired by the Ecumenical Patriarch and the Bishop of Rome, as indeed by all Christians.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, celebriamo con gioia.
After Mass, before praying the midday Angelus, Pope Benedict also spoke of how the feast is Roman and universal, as well as ecumenical. Rome, he said, bears inscriptions in her history of the life and glorious death of the humble fisherman of Galilee and the apostle to the Gentiles, whom she has rightly chosen as her protectors. But, he continued, the saints Peter and Paul not only shine in the sky of Rome, but in the hearts of all believers who, enlightened by their teaching and example, worldwide walk the path of faith, hope, and charity. He said, the bestowing of the pallium is also part of this fruitful, spiritual, and missionary itinerary. It highlights the intimate communion of pastors with the successor of Peter.
I extend warm greetings to the Metropolitan Archbishops who received the pallium in this morning's celebration, and to all who have traveled to Rome to accompany them on this joyful day. I assure the new archbishops of my prayers for their pastoral ministry, and I encourage all Christians, after the example of Saints Peter and Paul, to let the light of the gospel shine brightly in their lives. May God bless you all.
And in a special sign of welcome to the delegation from Constantinople, Pope Benedict concluded with a prayer from the East. Praise be to Peter and Paul, these two great lights of the Church, who shine in the firmament of faith. I'm Emer McCarthy.
Buona festa a voi tutti, grazie. Buona festa.